You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes. Big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
It's Cash the Ticket, NFL edition. We are on to week four. And Mike, all we know are wins. All we know are victories, cigars, the finer things in life, caviar.
Stop. You better stop talking like that.
No?
No, because that's not how it works. Give him the recap.
All right, here we go. Last week, 4-2 for you, 4-2 for me. On the season, Mike Valeni is 13-5, scorching hot, seeing the board. I'm 12-6, right there behind you, combined a nearly 70% clip. Betting the NFL.
And it's not sustainable.
What do you mean?
Just everybody chill. Just low, because it would be... What, you think if we could do 70% over the course of the year, we'd show up to work? What are you, nuts?
So don't take out a second mortgage.
If Nate Hackett had an abacus and a brain, I'd be 15-3, but whatever. No, look, I'm pleased with the start. Jim, I feel like, look, we put the work in, and even, look, we're turning it around in college. But the pro game, NFL's hard, man. It's brutal. Like, you're trying to go 3-2 per five. You know, like, you're desperate to just, we're on to week four. We're on to week five.
Let me set the tone here for people, because I do think this week, and we say this every week, is dangerous. You and me have done a really nice job identifying underdogs. Underdogs on the season, 27-18-2 against the spread. We've also been leaning on home underdogs. This week, there's only four options. So either you take in all four, or we're going to have to start trying some different things. Unders, by the way, have been really profitable, too, so we'll circle back on that.
We talked on the Monday recap with that. I think the other thing, and I'll keep saying it to people, I know it's not sexy, I know it's not exciting, but you have to get comfortable betting really bad teams.
Yeah.
It's not college football. The talent spread is not titanic. So, you know, yes, we bet the winless Colts last week. Yes, we bet the winless Panthers last week. Yes, we've got some gross stuff today. If you're just going to bet the NFL and you're going to bet the brand names and bet favorites flipping touchdowns, it's not going to go well for you. It's just not. So buckle up, because betting the NFL is what you have to do. So I was super pumped up that we went 3-0 with winless teams last week. I love the Jags pick from the minute that line came out. That was a no-doubter.
Yep.
You know, the Carolina pick. It was just, it feels good to put the work in and be right. But I'm telling you, people, be careful. The NFL is a blood sport.
Let's go to the board.
It's flannel season. Let's cap this bitch.
We start in London. Mike's got his Union Jack boxer briefs on. Mm. We are set for an early Saturday, early Sunday morning.
Oh, wait, she's dead. So I'd have to quote something else.
Big Crown fans here.
Pip, pip.
So what are we going to do? It's Vikings -2.5 against the Saints.
Lord Mountbatten, -2.5. No, it's Saints. This is when you see the Vikings laying 2.5 to the Saints in London. Why? I mean, I understand. This is going to be the Jim Costa, a chiropractor report here on
every
James's
week.
Back.
I got to know if someone's filing a grievance. The guy's got four broken vertebrae in his spine. Will someone help Jameis Winston?
But look, here's how I look at it. Start with Minnesota. Defense sucks. Can't stop the run. Got absolutely cut apart by the Lions. Mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook might play, probably will play, but you know what every doctor is saying regarding his AC joint sprain in the shoulder? High degree of reoccurrence.
Oh.
So.
Lovely.
He could disappear at any moment. Justin Jefferson has now gone multiple weeks without being a factor. This week you run into the Saints defense. Jim, I'm not telling you I love it. I'm not telling you I'm super confident, but the Saints, to me, the defense has not been the problem. Offensively, that Buccaneer game, they turned it over five times, plus a pick six. Mm-hmm. This is a spot where I'm not sure Minnesota should be favored at all. I'm taking the 2.5. It's a weird game. You're flying to Europe. I think the Saints need it more. Vikings stole a game last week feeling good about themselves. Saints in a little bit of a back-against-the-wall spot, now losing two in a row. I take the Saints. I take the points. Pip, pip, cheerio. Triscuits for all. What the hell did I eat over there? Crumpets.
Crumpets.
Why the hell did I say Triscuits?
I don't know.
These things are horrible. All right, keep going.
Okay, Danielle Hunter, Za'Darius Smith, one of the better pass-rushing duos in the NFL. True or false?
True.
Okay, and I think people are sleeping on it because they played two really good offensive lines in a row in the Eagles and the Lions. The Saints have not done a good job protecting their quarterback. It's just going to magnify the issues with Jameis. He's 2 touchdowns, 5 picks the last 2 weeks. Give me Cousins with a cleaner pocket. Saints don't really get in the backfield. Give me Cousins minus the 2.5. And I don't love it. This is a lean. But this is one of those deals where we talk about the mediocre middle of the NFC. These are the two teams in the mediocre middle. These two teams are going to be in the playoff hunt.
I agree. There's no arguing.
Yeah.
It's one of those deals where that line comes out. Very strange, and I go, okay, I know what I'm doing.
Do we have any idea? We know Kirk Cousins' prime time versus the 1 o'clock window. He's never played in London, right?
Kirk Cousins' transatlantic statistics? Yeah. I don't have them.
Okay, perfect. Next matchup, Bills -3 at the Ravens. This is one of our four home dogs to circle and consider. This is one I'm playing.
It's the easiest pick of the week. Easiest pick of the week. Minute I saw it. Because, look, the Bills have gone out the last couple weeks. And, I mean, they have been – that game last week was a war. Mm-hmm. And you could see the Bills really starting to fatigue in that Miami heat, et cetera. Okay, fine. Jim, Ravens, possible inclement weather. Ravens, running team. Bills, don't run it, can't run it, refuse to run it. You're giving me a field goal. Lamar has been in a prove-it situation with his deal. You've got the stats. I'll let you deliver them. This is a spot for me. You're going to give me a field goal, and I'm at home. And I've got a team that, look, they believe they can beat the Bills. They believe they can be the one seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the Ravens all day, every day in this spot.
So you're not a big Lamar guy?
No.
Okay, and I just want that out there. I am. I think he's really special. And I think the Ravens made a mistake not paying him. And he's going to continue to prove it each and every week. Do you know who leads the NFL in touchdown passes? It's not Josh Allen or Mahomes.
Why don't you tell me, Jim?
It's Lamar Jackson. He leads the NFL in touchdown passes. That doesn't even count what he's done on the ground, back-to-back 100-yard games. So, yeah, 51% of the bets on the Ravens, 81% of the money. This fits everything we want. I get a humming Ravens team in the points.
And plus, need to see where the Bills, again, we're taping early Thursday morning. You need to see, but, I mean, the Bills are missing enough guys that if they get half back, they're still compromised.
Well, and the biggest one to me is the Micah Hyde injury because they play a lot of that too high safety,
yep,
and it compromises everything they want to do fundamentally not having him.
The other thing, too, is check the forecast with what, you know, everything going on and with Hurricane Ian and it's going up the coast. When I had checked, and I'll do it again right now, but when I had checked, you were looking at a potential for this game to be really nasty weather-wise. And again, yeah, Saturday, right now, looking at 63 degrees, 90% chance of rain. And the rain total, if you believe in estimates, they could see 3/4 of an inch of rain. So, again, I'm not telling you it'll fully ground both air attacks, but if the weather plays any role, that's an advantage to the Ravens because the messier, the better for them. And they're going to pound the rock. The Bills can't. It's not even an issue.
Well, Allen can run, and they were more committed last year.
They can't turn around and hand it to Cook or hand it to Singletary.
Not the same way.
It's not their game. It's not what they do. I think it hurts some more. Ravens spot for me. I'm playing the Ravens.
All right. Seahawks +4.5 at the Lions. Lions off of a road loss coming home. This is typically a spot we really like them.
Yeah.
You don't seem confident.
I'm not because of the injury report. I mean, it's every player on the offense not named Jared Goff, Penei Sewell, Taylor Decker. Hockenson, maybe. Amon-Ra St. Brown, maybe. Josh Reynolds, maybe. DeAndre Swift is out. I think that's a massive blow. For people who don't know DeAndre Swift, don't pay attention to the Lions, I get it. That guy is a top five back in football.
Mm-hmm.
He's out. Jim, I just have a problem with the next man up mentality when the next man up is, you know, they're grabbing homeless people off the street. So I can't do it. I actually looked at it. If this was still 6.5, I'm taking Seattle. But it's not, and I can't, and I won't. But I'm telling you, I can't touch the Lions this week. If you wanted to play on this game, if you guys out there, if you're local, or if you just like points and fun and sizzle, I think the over is the play here. The over is set at 48 Lions last week. That was one of my losses. I had over 53.5 at Minnesota. Game finished at 52. Ho-hum, 4 missed kicks. Ho-hum, 4 missed kicks. Kickers, man. I actually will play the over 48 in this game.
Okay.
Because the Lions defense will not stop Geno Smith from completing 70% of his passes. They still have DK. They still have Lockett. And the Lions, look, what is Seattle not capable of stopping? The running game. I don't want to lay points, but I think points will get scored. I think over 48 is your play here.
See, and I don't love the over because I think both defenses give up the run, and that just speeds the game up. I mean, slows the game down, but like the game goes faster. You know what I'm saying? So there's less possessions. So I don't love the over. If I was going to play this game, I would lean Lions. Geno Smith in a road environment against one of the blitz-happy teams in the NFL. That's the thing this year. The Lions have been getting pressure. They've been sending pressure. And they've been doing a decent job on the back end, at least on Okuda's side. And if Okuda does to DK what the Lions were able to do to Jefferson, to McLaurin, to Devontae Smith in the opener, if they make Metcalf mediocre, if they make him a 3-catch-for-14-yards kind of guy, I don't think Geno's going off on the road in a loud Ford Field. I would go Lions. It's tough to take them as 4.5-point favorites. But if you're forcing me to pick this game, I would say, as special as Swift is, good old Lions run no matter who the running back is. So I would still go Lions.
This is what I said to the guys with the kickoff show with Boomer that I do every week. I go, guys, we can't be picking every game. They go, well, people love picks. I go, all right, you want to pick every game? Pick every game. I gave you an out. I said, why don't we do a six-pack? Right. Boomer can do his six. I can do mine.
Right.
Jim, they got us picking every game on the slate.
Well, and I think the audience wants to know what side we're on, but that's why at the end we show some discretion and give people kind of the ones that you should actually put money on.
Yeah, So
this is one that I like, but I'm not going to put money on.
No sweat. Go to the next one.
All right, Browns -1.5 at the Falcons. So we got another home underdog in Atlanta, and this is a team you've really liked all year.
I do. I'm becoming an Arthur Smith guy. Look, it sounds silly, but Atlanta could be 3-0, should be 2-1. That makes sense?
I could say the same for the Browns, but go on.
I agree. But here's the thing. When I look at Atlanta, this running attack and these playmakers, it's real. Mm-hmm. It's not fake. Like, I understand Marcus Mariota, the reservations all of us have. Kyle Pitts is real. Cordarrelle Patterson is real. And Drake London sure as hell looks real. My issue in this game is the following. Mm-hmm. Their defense. And Cleveland offensively, I know they're limited with Brissett. They still have weapons, man. You want to talk about real? Nick Chubb, that O-line, Amari Cooper looks rejuvenated. I'm a little scared, but here's the thing. No Myles Garrett had the very—
Do we know that?
Well—
He's a mutant. I mean, I know he was in a car crash, and I had a list of what he's dealing with. A shoulder sprain, a bicep strain, lacerations—
My guess is
he wasn't ruled out. He's a mutant. He might play.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Here's the one thing I was going to say. With Myles Garrett, the Browns are 24th in DVOA. And for, like, I don't want to lose people, DVOA is basically what do you do on defense and how much better or worse do you do it than the expected league average, meaning, hey, it's 3rd and 18. This is how many plays a league average, how many yards a team would give up. And let's say you sack a guy in 3rd and 18. Will you get a higher score, a higher credit? I mean, Jim, am I explaining this?
Yeah, it sounds right.
Right. So, look, Brown's defense has a lot of pieces, the Denzel Wards of the world, the Myles Garretts of the world, but they're not really that good.
Collectively, yeah.
And it's still Jacoby Brissett on the road as a favorite. I actually think Atlanta is the side here. I wish this were a field goal. I would kill a family member for it to be a field goal, but it's not. This is Falcons for me.
So, I'm not going to beat you up because I get it. It fits a lot of the things that we've been looking at. But you mentioned Atlanta could be 3-0. Same deal with the Browns. Mm. If not for that Jets game, they're 3-0. Mm-hmm. And the thing I like about Cleveland, they have the massive edge in the trenches, and they're going against a mediocre quarterback. So I go Brissett behind the offensive line.
Who do you like better, Brissett or Mariota?
I think they're similar tier.
I feel like I have a QB advantage.
I
think Brissett's morbid.
Brissett looks fine when you give him time. And the Browns have the biggest offensive line advantage in football this week, according to Pro Football Focus. So they're going to run the ball. That's a non-negotiable against a bad Atlanta front. Brissett's going to have time the few times they decide to play action pass or drop back and pass. And I don't have to worry about giving up a field goal. It's 1.5. So I would lean Browns.
Take it away. Go to the next one.
Next one. I don't want to steal your thunder. I think we're on the same page here. Commanders +3 at the Cowboys. And it's an idea where we probably should be picking Washington here.
Yep.
But the Carson Wentz deal.
Yep.
He's been sacked 15 times, some of which are his own fault. And he's clearly in his own head at this point against a Cowboy team that's got Lawrence, it's got Parsons. They're playing at home. They're getting better. I feel like since week one, that disastrous offensive performance, they've been better.
Do you know what part of it is?
What?
I think the Cooper Rush, the fact that Dak got hurt and Cooper Rush is in, I think it forced Dallas to look in the mirror. I think it forced them to simplify things. We're going to line up. We're going to run the ball. We're going to play good defense.
Mm-hmm.
And Cooper, we're going to ask you to make 6 to 8 throws a game. No, we're going to pass it 20 times. We're going to ask you to, in situationally, make 6 to 8 throws a game for us. And he's done it. I think, you keep it simple, stupid, and I think it's helped them. Because, again, when Dak's there, they were falling into this, hey, we're Texas Tech. We're going to air raid this thing. No. I can't trust Carson Wentz.
No.
I think you nailed it. You saw in my notes here, he's got PTSD. I mean, he was doing it in the first half against the Lions, holding the ball too long. He did it all game long against Philadelphia. Awful. And when you look at the Cowboys, you want some stats? I'll give you some stats. They sacked Daniel Jones on Monday Night Football 6 times, but here's the real stat. They pressured him 24 times.
Ooh.
That's almost 50% of Daniel Jones' dropbacks, maybe 45%. Let me calm down. He may have thrown the ball 50 times. My point is, can't trust Commanders, short number, and I'm not ready to just assume that Cooper Rush and the Dallas Cowboys, down like 17 offensive pieces, are winning this divisional game at home and covering a number. It's a stay away, but I get your lean. Carson Wentz there's no quarterback in football, maybe outside of Kyler Murray, who has a higher ceiling and a lower floor, not week to week, not half to half, might be play to play.
It might be.
So I can't
If Wentz wasn't the quarterback, we'd be licking our chops going, short week for the Cowboys.
Divisional dog.
Yeah, but
I agree.
Okay.
Go to the next one.
Titans +3 at the Colts.
No, thank you. No, I'm serious.
How do you read either of these teams? No, seriously.
You don't. No, and this is the NFL. The only thing you should be betting on are games you have a real opinion on. Because the minute you start betting on games where you go, Colts are at home, they're better than the Titans, beat the Chiefs last, you're getting yourself in trouble. I don't have a read. I don't have an opinion.
What are the Titans? I'll go each team. What are the Titans?
I think a team whose window is closed.
Yeah.
A team with a running back who looks largely done or regressing.
Sure.
A quarterback who may not have a job by December.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not great.
And you're not even bringing up the fact that their defense, they're giving up the most yards per carry in the
disaster.
NFL. It's one of the three worst defenses in the league.
Lost your second best player in training camp and Harold Landry, who blew out. And then you look at the Colts. Look, man, we had Colts last week getting the 6.5. But it's not like the Colts won that game as much as the Chiefs lost it.
Two different moments in that game. Chris Jones, what the hell's that penalty? And again, as Colts betters, absolutely go ahead and throw the flag. But
please,
as a football person, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And then Travis Kelce, best tight end in football.
Drops it in the end zone. And then the kicker loses his mind because Harrison Bucker is gone. So, you take the wins whatever way you can get it. It's why covering 6.5 in this league is hard. But I'm not ready to buy the Colts as this team that's going to come home, get right, and just dominate the Titans. Where, correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't Vrabel own Reich?
He does. I was looking it up. They're 4-1 in the last 5 meetings.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
So that's an argument for the Titans. But then I go, wait, Jonathan Taylor get going against an awful run defense? And then I just sit here and go, I don't think I know enough about either of these teams. They both have a win, and I think they should both be winless. So how do you feel confident picking a side?
You don't. You don't.
So you don't. You move on.
You just move to the next game.
Bears and Giants. This is fun. One of these teams is going to be 3-1.
Be the worst 3-1 team in history.
Bears are +3.5 time of taping at the Giants.
I'll tell you openly, I'm not betting it. I saw what I needed to see. I think I suspected the Giants weren't very good. that offensive line. Hey, man, I know Andrew Thomas was bad as a rookie, and eventually the light came on. Mm-hmm. Evan Neal at right tackle for the New York Giants, that was a despicable performance against DeMarcus Lawrence. There were plays where Evan Neal, drafted number 7 overall at Alabama, didn't get his hands on DeMarcus Lawrence. I can't take the Giants. We knew their offense was bad, right? I bet them week one against the Titans. We knew their offense was bad. They had two plays from Saquon. You know, week two, they come out, and was the offense good against Carolina? No. I think they kicked 4 field goals and scored 1 touchdown, and it was a grindhouse of a game. I'm not laying more than a field goal. I'm just not doing it. You go to the Bears. I mean, Justin Fields, they don't throw the ball. When they do, he's struggling to process. I love the fact he wants to run and brings it down and goes. But, like, Justin, you got to do more than your first read. I can't do it. I can't trust the Bears getting 3.5, and I can't trust the Giants giving it. I think they're 2 morbid offenses. Maybe there's a play on the under.
I was going to ask. The unders have been hot.
Do you hate sports and fun? Under 39.5? Maybe. I'll leave it to you. This is a game when you have a whole NFL slate, and each week, if you're new to the pod, I'm generally picking 6 games a week.
Same.
So that's how I've gotten to 13-5. So here's the deal. I don't have to pick this, and I'm not going to force it. This game's grotesque. I want no part of it.
So the under does immediately jump out, and I think it's something to circle.
I'm not going to laugh at that.
No, but if you wanted to play the game, I would play the Bears. They run the ball. The Giants don't stop the run. They can get to the quarterback. The Giants don't protect their quarterback. Martindale blitzes a lot. Wink Martindale, the new DC in town.
How many sacks they have against Dallas?
How many was it?
0.
Right. So here's the deal. You can blitz, but I think you can run yourself out of stuff. If the other team's going to run the ball and you blitz incorrectly, you're going to get gashed for even bigger plays. So I think that's been part of their problem. They're blitzing a lot. They're not getting home, and they're giving up creases in the run game, which feels like you would play Chicago, but they're just such a bad football team that I won't bet them.
They're horrible. Go to the next
one. This next one is really tempting for you, you specifically. Jags plus 6.5 at the Eagles. Walk me through this, because I think this is a sell high spot. We both like the Jags, but they're going into Philadelphia. This is not a snooze fest like going into the LA Chargers stadium. This is not an injured Herbert. This is a healthy Hurts. And this is one of the best O-line, D-line combos in the NFL. This is a much different challenge for a Jags team that we both like, but I don't think they're getting enough points here going into Philly.
No, and look, let's look at it. We don't think the Colts are very good. Jags put on a nice performance. Okay. We don't think the Commanders are very good. It was week 1, bit of a wild card, but they lost.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they've played 2 not very good teams. They played the Chargers. I know the helmet said Chargers. I know the uniform said Chargers. But they played a Chargers team that was gutted by injury, and then they lost Joey Bosa, got early in the game. And now he's out for the year, I believe, with a groin surgery procedure, which does not sound like a great way to start your week. So, you're right, and I can't argue. You know what it is?
What is it?
I am so impressed, probably because of how bad they were last year with Urban. I'm so impressed the difference a real coach and a real staff can make in Trevor Lawrence in the running game. Mm-hmm. Robinson and ATN is a great 1-2 combo. And defensively, look, I know Trent Baalke caught a lot of flack for drafting Trayvon Walker number 1. Kid looks good. By the way, Devin Lloyd, linebacker out of Utah, looks good. And Trevor Lawrence, look, man, people were down on this guy. They were acting like he was a bust. You watch that game, Jim. This guy is out here dropping dimes. And I mean, even stuff that's underrated. Hey, it's 3rd and 6, and they're running an out cut at the sticks, and that ball cannot be late. That ball cannot be inside, and he is just dropping it in for his receivers, moving the sticks. I'm getting seduced. I pulled this off my board. I did. I had Jaguars plus the 6.5. Here's why. And you've done a good job of – this is why it's fun doing the show with you. The Eagles might be that too. Evan, what's Steph Diggs' deal? The video you showed me yesterday. I am him.
He is him. That's, yeah.
The Eagles are out there screaming, I am him. They might be the best team in the NFC. Might be.
And again, playing at home.
At home, vibes. That town's on fire right now. Mm-hmm. And look, I think it's one of the rare weeks. Think about this before you break my stones. This is one of the rare weeks where the Jags won't have a quarterback advantage. Jalen Hurts, no, I'm serious. Like most weeks, yes, if the Jags play Buffalo, they do not have an advantage.
Think about in their division. Clear edge in all three games.
That's what you understand why I said it. Jalen Hurts is making the same ascension that Trevor Lawrence is. So I'm going to pull it off the board. As badly as I want to bet the Jags, I think you're right. Here's what I would do. If you're into teasers, this is a great tease spot. This is the type of thing where you're going to cross two key numbers. If this thing will be 7 by kickoff on Sunday, you'd be able to tease that to 14. I'm not advocating teasers. I'm just saying, if you're going to play teasers in the NFL, never, ever, never tease a favorite, ever. Your teasers should be comprised solely of underdogs.
Because that's where you're getting the most, you hate the word value, but that's where you're getting the most value.
That is my advice to you. Okay. And the next game you bring up would be the prime type of teaser candidate that you would get skull dragged on. But God, I want to bet America's Jags, and I can't do it. Go to the next game before I add it to my board.
Chargers -5.5 at the Texans.
Texans, autoplay.
So break this down for people.
Dirty diaper. Look, right when you see this, you look at this game and you go, Chargers are only laying 5.5 to the Texans. We always joke about it. Here comes Dennis from Bolingbrook, Illinois. He's in Vegas. He's on vacation. He's feeling good. He's 4 vodka waters deep, and he's betting the Chargers. And he's a loser. This is the Texans. The Chargers' injuries are too numerous to even read the list.
But it's also at key positions, right? It's left tackle, top pass rusher, center, top corner,
receiver,
the quarterback of the football team.
And there's the thing. Justin Herbert, if you watched the game last week, you can never question the kid's toughness. He's playing with, you know, torn rib cartilage.
Yeah, but doesn't someone have to help him from himself, save him from himself, say, hey, we're not having you throw?
See, I'm glad you said it. This is one where if I sit you for a week, it buys me 2 weeks of rest.
Yep.
The NBA playoffs are underway and you want to get to the game? Me too, but I'm a Pistons fan. Let me live through you. Get your tickets with Game Time. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which means you're getting your playoff tickets even faster. Prices on Game Time actually go down closer to tip-off. Save up to 60% buy-in last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, whatever. Like, let's look at the Denver Nuggets. Reigning champs, hot ticket. You click on the game in the app. Flash deals, under $300. Yellow lightning bolt, it stands out. Red fire emoji, cheapest seat, $115. And that's all in pricing. That's no surprise fees at checkout. I've used Game Time to buy Red Wings tickets. Nothing better than going to a baseball game day of. Boom, boom, you click in, easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account. Use that code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The way I've read about the injury is he will get better week by week. It's a progressive thing. So, okay, he was totally non-functioning week one. He'll be better week two here. Mm-hmm. But how much better? And look at the Texans. Far from good. But you know what? I don't see a long injury list in Houston. They're a team that somehow, some way, maybe it's like when Clemson touches Howard's rock, they all roll up and touch Lovey's beard. They play hard, man. And you're going to give me the devil's number here of 5.5. Chargers go on the road. It's a mash unit. Joey Bosa's done for
He might be for the year.
I'm going to. This is just you. If you're gonna play this game, you have to bet the Texans. You just have
to. But Mike, it's not just if you're going to play this game. I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is the largest home dog on the week.
Without wasting people's time,
yeah.
I think you're right.
I think, yes. No, they are. They are the largest home dog of the week. So naturally, we have gravitated to these kind of games, and it comes with an explanation. It's the fact that they are the Houston Texans. Davis Mills has looked awful the last 2 weeks. But you know, here's the thing. As bad as he's looked, they've been in every single game. Explain that. Explain how they're in every single game. They're getting run on every week. Maybe Eckler goes off this week. It's certainly possible.
I think it's the beard.
But I think the Chargers, maybe it's the beard. I think the Chargers don't want to be a 35 rush attempt team per game. I don't think they're going to take what the Texans are going to give them. I think they're going to be stubborn.
Right now,
they're going to hang around. And
right
I think
now,
the Chargers
are in survival mode. Yeah. And I can't bet a team in survival mode laying the better part of a touchdown on the road to a team that's kind of like they're like a cockroach. You can't kill them. That's what the Texans
are.
I'm going to take the 5.5. It's not going to be pretty. I'm not going to feel great about it. I probably will be down by 10 in the fourth quarter.
But that's fine. You're still alive. No, but that's the beauty of it. And they don't have a reason to play as hard when they're up 2 scores late. But we have every reason to still cash in. So I'm going to put it on my card at the end. It's going to be on your card at the end. Let's get more of these games that we're playing. This next one, I am really excited for. Mm. And I know the Steelers aren't the same defense without T.J. Watt. I think you had a stat on it. They're like 0-7 straight up.
0-6 straight up. I don't have an against the spread stat.
No, but straight up. Right. So keep that in mind. They are 3-point favorites at home against Zach Wilson's Jets. And that is the key here. I don't think the Steelers are nearly the same team with T.J. Watt. You don't need the stat to know that. He's the defensive player of the year in the NFL. But they still have Cam Hayward. They have 10 days to prepare. It's at home. And it's against a quarterback who's still in the incubation period. He threw more interceptions than touchdowns a year ago. He's coming off of an injury on that awful field. I love the Steelers -3.
I want to help you with something.
Yeah.
You can break this down real easy. Zach Wilson stinks. No, I mean it. It's not a Jets thing. Zach Wilson, when you go back to BYU, you look at how he played football. Everything's improvising. Everything's off platform. Everything's off schedule. That's fun. That's fun when you're playing Utah State on a Friday night at 10:30. He came to the league last year and threw some of the most jaw-dropping interceptions you'll ever see. It's widely known this kid struggles to identify coverages, identify what's happening in front of him. And now, this kid's been hurt since the preseason. He wakes up from the coma, and he's got to go to Pittsburgh and take on a Mike Tomlin Pittsburgh defense that specializes in confusion. My issue is, why is this number going down?
I think it's because
Trubisky?
Of the stat
we,
well, maybe, and there was talk about benching him, but the Jets don't get pressure on the quarterback. This is a classic. The Steelers can't protect their quarterback, and the Jets can't get pressure on the quarterback. Something will have to give. I just feel better picking the Steelers.
Let me be completely transparent with the audience as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is one where you have to remember, stupid people win sometimes.
Sometimes.
Like, if this was always about never being able to bet on a game where Team A is better than Team B and never winning, no one would ever bet. So I have to remind myself, you can try to be cute. You can try to, you know, think you've got an edge or think you're doing the right things. But not everything is Costanza. Not everything's the bizarro world. So Steelers are just better. The Jets, the amount of pressure on Robert Saleh. Do you know the sad part about this? The entire regime in New York right now, the pressure is on Zach Wilson to save this thing. And that's a tough spot on the road against Tomlin. I just don't love that this thing was 3.5 and it bumped down to 3. And I'm going, who is betting on Zach Wilson against that defense?
Zach Wilson, road splits, 54% passer, 3 touchdowns, 5 picks. Here's a fun game.
Do you want to do this?
Here's a fun game. Here are his.
Are you
going to
throw your surface like Tom Brady?
Yes. Tell me the good game that Zach Wilson has played.
Okay.
That's his game log.
Jim has handed me his tablet.
Tell me the good game he's played. The encouraging thing that you could even point to and feel like, hey, maybe this is the day it clicks for him. It doesn't exist. He had a home game against the Titans that went to OT in his rookie season. Maybe that's the one you point to. Every other game is not bad. It is awful.
I would go back to a game against Jacksonville, except he had 101 yards.
Thank you.
Okay, you know what?
You're not betting this guy. Right, you're betting the Steelers. Right, put it on your final card.
Time out. The last time.
You zoomed in. Jeez.
No, because I really wanted to look at.
Your eyesight that bad?
No, I wanted to look at the numbers, brother. Like, dude, the guy puts it in front of me. There's 20 games. It's like, all right, let's just zoom in a little bit here. The last time we went square dancing, you know what happened.
I know.
You know what happened, and there's an ornament on the tree for it.
If you want to keep it off your card, that's your business.
No. You know what? I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Sometimes 2+2 does equal 4. And I know betting the NFL, a lot of times we make it 2+2 equals 5. I'm going to put the Steelers on here. You've made the compelling case. I think Wilson sucks. I'm taking the Steelers.
Next game, Cardinals +1.5 at the Panthers. You know what this is?
2+2 equals 5.
This is two teams in the 4 o'clock window that are putting out a fire our coach showcase. That's what this is this week. It's one of only 3 games in the 4 o'clock window, mm-hmm. and there's no explanation other than talk shows are going to be roasting the loser of this game, and his seat's going to get so hot he might be fired.
Well, it's Cardinals. The Cardinals are in deep duty. And look, man, part of it is injuries. I mean, J.J. Watt's hurt again. Tell me if you heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the wide receiver room. DeAndre Hopkins suspended. And we know Kyler's already not the same guy without Hop. But then factor in Rondell Moore's hurt. A.J. Green is now hurt. And now Dortch, the kid who has
come out
real nice mm-hmm. debut here, he's hurt. They could be, well, you know they're without Hop, but they could be without all three of those other guys.
And they should be an 0-3 football team.
Exactly. So now I ask you, okay, West Coast to East Coast, mm-hmm. Cardinals on a road, no weapons. A Carolina defense that has not been the problem. It mm-hmm. hasn't.
Mm-mm.
They're good. Pass rush, good. Kyler last week, buddy, I know you love the scrambles and the fun. Here's the deal. If you don't have your receivers downfield and no one's open, you're running into a wall. My only reservation is Baker. It just hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. The upgraded O-line hasn't worked. No. Ike Ekwonu has not worked up front. The draft pick out of NC State. But this line came out, and you show me Panthers -1.5 to the Cardinals. You can laugh. You can question it. You can say you're not going to be able to keep doing your 13-5 record. You're probably right. The reality is when that line comes out that way,
yeah.
I am only considering Carolina. Only. I'm going to play it. I'm going to ride right into it. I think the Cardinals stink. I think they stink. And if they show up down 3 or 4 wideouts, goodbye. I want no part of
it. On the road, cross country. Yeah, I mean, it's Panthers or pass. I just feel like I'd be tempting fate to play the Panthers 2 weeks in a row. Does that make sense?
It does, but you can't get in your own head about it. You just have to take what's in front of you. Look, we discussed this. This card is super challenging.
Yeah.
This is a really difficult week in the NFL. I'm a little nervous about that. However, Jim, take what's in front of you. I think on one hand, you're doing that with the Steelers where you're like, Mike, 2+2 is 4.
Mm-hmm.
And you make the case and you go, look, I don't love betting on Mitch Trubisky, but it's right. a rare home favorite. I'm doing it. This is one here. Tell me here right now. You would never consider betting the Cardinals,
no,
right?
Period.
So if your conviction is I won't even attempt to make that case, then what is it that keeps you from betting the Panthers? Because they burned you earlier in the year?
No. I mean, it's what you talked about. Baker's a mess. The Cardinals are the blitz-heavy team in the NFL. They blitz more than anybody. This guy under pressure, his footwork looks awful to start the season. He may give him a gift on defense. Do I put it on the card or not?
Buddy, listen, you got a nice record. You do the research. You do the work. I'm not forcing you to do it. I don't
care. Who are they more likely to be talking about being fired after this weekend? Rule or Kingsbury?
I think both. Well, first of all, I mean, Cliff just got extended.
I know, but this is the first coach fired bowl, is it not? I mean, if the Cardinals are 1-3 and their only win is
you could
this...
blame the injuries.
Okay.
You could blame the
okay.
injuries. I look, it's like blackjack, right? Like the card tells you how to play.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to play that way every time. The minute you begin varying from that, you're going to get hurt. So if this is a play for you based on data, based on the number, okay. based on the situation, don't not make it a play for hashtag reasons.
I'm going to play 7 games this week. We'll keep going.
God help us. Okay, go ahead.
Next matchup. Where are we? Oh, boy. Patriots with Brian Hoyer plus 9.5 at Green Bay, time of taping, 9.5.
You're not going to see me lay 10 points before December.
Mm-hmm.
The number has gone down. Patriots are taking money.
You want to know why? Because I think people are like, wait, what the hell? It's not about Hoyer. It's about their run game.
I know.
That's exactly what this is. It's you make the game have fewer possessions. You possess the ball. You keep Rodgers off the field.
Yeah.
And I looked this up. I was curious. Aaron Rodgers against Bill Belichick. There's not a lot out there. They've only met three times. But Aaron Rodgers in three games against the Patriots, four total touchdowns. And he's like a 55% passer. He does not carve up Belichick. So you know what I like here? I like the under. And I know it's a low number. It's 39.5.
Wonder unders on the year. I know you popped this up. 27, yeah. 18, and 2. Oh, that's underdogs. Unders, 29, 18, and 1.
This feels like a good spot where Rodgers.
Bit of a business trip.
Right, where this ends up being, hey, the Patriots are going to stop the run. They're going to make Rodgers' life difficult. He'll pop a couple passes. They'll win, but they're not going to blow him out. And it ends up being an under.
I you're welcome to it. I don't think you're on the wrong side there. I don't think that that's a bad move. I have no, like I said, there's so many other games I like. This is just one I looked at and I go, God, easiest thing in the world would be Packers lay the 10. Mac Jones is out. That's exactly what you can't do. There's no way I'm taking Brian Hoyer at Lambeau Field. So if you want to do the total, do it. I'm not touching that game.
So there's my under. That's my only under this week. Broncos and Raiders are the next game. And what I love about this is it's everything we've built over the last 3 weeks into one steaming pile of football.
I know.
Broncos plus 2.5 at the winless Raiders. So the winless Raiders,
I know,
0-3 are favorites in this game. Favorites. Are you going to bet Hackett? Because Hackett's been the source of so much ire for us through 3 weeks. I think we are 0-3 in Hackett
games. I'm 13-5 in the NFL. I'm 0-3 in games involving Nathaniel fucking Hackett. Okay?
Go ahead.
No, I want to hear your cap on this first, and then I will tell you
okay.
what I'm thinking.
So here's my deal. Winless team against Hackett. It's so us to take the Raiders. They're the last winless team. They've lost by a total of 13 points through 3 weeks. McDaniel's got this long meeting with ownership, come to Jesus moment. Devontae Adams has been very vocal about this isn't acceptable. This is a big time play the Raiders spot. So I go Vegas.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. The Raiders are a complete mess. You got the coach meeting with the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Devontae speaking out. Injuries everywhere.
This is the wounded animal theory.
But the Broncos have something that travels. I know we've all been hung up on Russell Wilson. We've been hung up on that offense. Have you looked at their defense? Have you looked at how they've played? Now, I understand. Seattle, Houston, and San Francisco.
Without Trent Williams.
When they lost Trent Williams during the game. I get very afraid of overlooking, hey, you know what? This is a buy low on Denver. That game on Sunday night was a tragedy. That game was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really trust the Raiders who have largely shown? I know you said, hey, they've lost three games by 13 total points. How many times have you watched the Raiders and felt like, man, this team's into it. This team's got a pulse. They look whacked out, man. It doesn't look right.
Last year, they pulled so many games off late. And maybe this is the course
correction. So now.
But I would love this. Please play the Broncos so that I can play the Raiders so that one of us wins a Hackett game.
All right.
You got the Broncos?
I mean, I'm kind of like, I don't want to be flippant about it. I'm just telling the audience openly. I'm kind of addicted now to Nathaniel Hackett.
He's an obsession.
I'm going to bet on him or against him until I win. Because I'm 0-3 and I've been on both sides of this Dinder Mifflin. I'm going to take the Broncos plus the 2.5. Screw it. I think Ross is such a phony baloney, but I'm going to take the Broncos. I can't with the Raiders, man. I cannot. And here's the key. Planet Earth is betting the Raiders. So it's not like I'm on this alleged public side. I'm taking a team nobody really wants. I'm going to take the Broncos. You know what? It'll be heads up. Let's do the deal. If I beat Hackett, I'm barred from ever betting against him or with him. If I don't, the chase continues. I don't even know who the Broncos have next week. I'm in.
Final two games, primetime matchups. Sunday Night Football, Chiefs, minus 1.5 at the Buccaneers. You have a note in here. The game could be moved to Minnesota.
Correct. And at time of taping, we have no idea if it will. Evan gave us the latest report, is they're not going to give a lot of advance notice. There's no time frame of a decision. This game could be moved due to the hurricane. If it moves, this point spread moves with it. It could move out to 4 or 4.5. Well,
that would make
Chiefs.
Sense, right? The 3 points for home being taken away.
So, look, automatically when I saw this, this looks trappy as hell. Chiefs -1.5 against a Buccaneer team that looks broken offensively. I know Evans was suspended last week. They don't look good. Chiefs have been kind of humming along. I know they lost the game last week, but that was errors more than anything else, special teams. Jim, this was a stay away. I don't even know what planet the game's getting played on. I can't touch it. I can't give a pick for the people when I don't even know where the game's getting played.
Couple stats. Both teams coming off a loss. So we don't gain an edge one way or another there.
Fair.
But I wanted to look into how do these guys play following a loss. Mahomes, 12-3 straight up, 8-7 against the spread. So just a little better than a coin flip.
Okay.
But again, this spread is 1.5, so you're closer to a straight up anyway. The Bucs against the spread after a loss in the Brady era, 7-2, 2-0 straight up as an underdog.
It's Buccaneers then.
So, and it would be a home dog.
If the Bucs stayed at home, if that stadium's full, if you force me to play this game, it's hold your nose. You got to take the Bucs.
I don't buy Brady. I think something's wrong. But I agree with you. I agree with you. If you're going to play this game, that's the way you play.
When it looks too easy, that's how you absolutely get caught in the rat trap. So I can't do it. I got to stay away from that one.
Monday night, Rams +2.5 at the Niners. San Francisco has been the kryptonite for McVay. Shanahan 6-1 in the last 7 meetings straight up, and there's a reason why. It's fundamentally just a tough matchup for Sean McVay. San Francisco stops the run, and McVay is stubborn about establishing the run, including all year in the playoffs last year, the Super Bowl included. Like, what are you doing? But he's stubborn, maniacal about running the ball to set everything else up. San Francisco, best run defense to start the year. They always do a nice job with their defensive line. And because they have a great defensive line, they can get pressure without blitzing. See, Stafford's great when you blitz. He can make the reads quick, and his arm can get the ball out wherever you need it to go. When you only have to bring 4, and you can drop 7 into coverage, that's when he struggles. And that's the problem in this game, is I think San Francisco is going to win with their defensive line. And then the flip side of things, I know Trent Williams not playing is a real concern.
It's a huge concern. The whole thing fell apart when Trent Williams exited that game last week. And for all the people, oh, thank God Lance is gone. Jimmy G's back. You know what I saw from Jimmy G in that second half against the Broncos last week? I saw the same guy who blew the game against the Rams. I saw the same guy in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. I want to bet this so bad because it's everything I care about. Like, you're right. It's the kryptonite, the matchups. This team owns this team. Jim, without Trent Williams, what am I really betting on here?
But I think there's a counterbalance.
And by the way, are any of the Niners running backs going to be healthy?
Does it matter? No, seriously. It's a plug and play more than any system in the NFL.
No.
Firmly believe that. Every year it's a different leading rusher.
You can say it all you want.
It's factual.
It's not factual when Jeff fucking Wilson is the guy who's back there. It's one thing when it's, hey, starters hurt and now we go to the kid we drafted. Or, hey, starters hurt and we got Raheem Mostert. Jim, they're down to the sticks. It's not the same, because if it was the same, they would have had a running game last week that would have been functional.
Who the fuck is Elijah Mitchell? He led them in rushing last year.
A really good player.
No, that's my point. It's whoever they plug in ends up looking like a really good player.
Well, Jeff Wilson doesn't look really good, okay?
Here's the thing. You mentioned Trent Williams being out. It's worth mentioning. Von Miller's not on the other side. The Rams have the least amount of pressure forced on the quarterback all season long. So while I do think they will get more pressure without Trent Williams, we're talking about a team that lacks that edge pressure that they had a year ago.
All right.
So for me, it's obviously San Francisco.
It would be Niners or pass. Okay. So look, we got to get to the board, and here's the problem. I've been playing 6 a week. I have got, let me mark down. Let's talk through this. The Panthers are a play for me.
Okay.
The Ravens are a play for me. The Texans are a play for me. And that leaves 5 games for 3 spots.
Okay.
Maybe 4 if I want to get saucy and play 7 games, but I really would rather keep it to 6. So here are the 5 I need to trim. Ready? Atlanta getting 2.5. Broncos getting 2.5. Over 48, Lions, Seattle. Steelers minus 3, Niners minus 1. I know where I'm leaning, but I'm not going to poison the jury here.
I would take out the over in Detroit, Seattle. And you got to get rid of one more.
Why do you hate that over so much?
Seattle's great in the red zone on defense. Both teams run the ball. It just fewer possessions.
Lions.
Geno Smith on the road versus the blitz.
All right. That's gone. Next.
And it's not like the Lions are going to score a bunch with Swift. Okay, I've already made the point.
You're good.
You got to get rid of one more?
I don't have to. I could play seven. I just would prefer to play six.
I'm playing seven. Let's play seven.
Don't get fast and loose or that record's going to...
Let's get a little frisky.
Here's the problem.
We open the podcast. This is a tough week. All of our tried and trues are gone.
Right.
Bet seven games.
Right. Jim's up here buying the bar for the whole place. Jim.
Well, I got to get rid of one, too. It's easier to just play seven.
Oh, I know the one I'd get rid of for you.
What's the one you get rid of for me?
Raiders.
You think so?
I would in a heartbeat.
But what I'm setting up is for the show to still be over against Hackett, and I might have to fall on the sword. They're a winless team. We love the winless team.
Which one do you
Although, you know what? They are the winless team that's favored. We typically like the winless team that's
now you're
disrespected.
So I'll
take the Raiders off.
If you take the Raiders out and I take the Broncos out, that puts me...
We're staying free. Hackett can't hurt us this weekend. Do you realize what we just stumbled into?
The boogeyman can't get me. All right, so the final board with, and again, these numbers, one of them has moved while we've been taping, so I do apologize.
Here, I'll update them.
Panthers minus 1.5, Raiders getting 3, Texans getting 5.5, Atlanta getting 1.5, Steelers laying 3, Niners is 1.5, not 2.5.
Yep.
That is as of... 11 a.m. here, and that is using a major sports book. This isn't any fun sprinkle time, you know, Jim's Cayman Islands book. This is a major sports book that is quoting 1.5.
Great. So those are your six. My six, Ravens plus 3, Panthers minus 1.5, Texans plus 5.5, Steelers minus 3, Niners minus 1.5, and Packers Pats under 39.5.
And wait a minute. We forgot the Saints. The Saints are on here.
Your Saints.
My Saints. All right, that's it. I'm playing seven. I have to. Lock this up. We're done. Add the Saints to it, plus 2.5. So Panthers, Ravens, Texans, Atlanta, Steelers, Niners, Saints. That sure looks like 1-6, and my whole record is up in smoke.
Perfect.
Dude, you got to ride the lightning. You got to take some of these teams. All right, that is Cash the Ticket. This was stressful. It was emotional. Jim had an emotionally charged morning, losing his charger. This is big. Everybody, enjoy your first October Sunday. The fall is here. Elite flannel season. Whatever you do, be careful. Take our thoughts. Add your own. Be responsible. Respectfully. That is Cash the Ticket.